Thank you, Madam Chair. Afghanistan continues to be devastated by conflict, political instability, and natural disaster, leading to significant increases in number of Afghan refugees and asylum seekers. Many of these individuals are fleeing from atrocity committed by the Taliban, seeking safety and protection in neighboring countries and beyond. However, the international community should not turn a blind eye to their plights. As the recent waves of mass deportation, punishment, and beating suffered by Afghanistan refugees in Pakistan, Iran, and Turkish borders are deeply concerning. While we appreciate Iran and Pakistan's decades-long generous hospitality, particularly even after recent mass arrival in Iran, we draw attention to these disturbing incidents. The Refugee Convention of 1951 outlines the rights and protection that should be offered to refugees. It is essential that this principle are upheld, particularly in light of the current circumstances in Afghanistan. The international community in particular bear a responsibility to assist those trapped in transit countries or those already inside their borders. The individuals often face life-threatening situation and should not be subjected to further harm or return to place where they will face persecution and violence at the hands of the Taliban. One group particularly at risk is the girl activists and protesters who have been trapped in Pakistan for over a year. These generous individuals have stood up against injustice and fought for their rights, but find themselves in limbo, unable to return to Afghanistan and facing uncertainty about their future. It is imperative that they are not forced back into the hand of the Taliban, where their safety and well-being would be in danger. Madam Chair, developed nations could step forward to alleviate the plight of Afghanistan refugees and asylum seekers, providing safety and expedite the process of asylum claims, ensuring the individuals are guaranteed refugee based on genuine need. Additionally, financial and logistical support should be extended to countries hosting large numbers of Afghan refugees to adequately care of and protect these vulnerable individuals. The escalating crisis in Afghanistan necessitates international protection for refugees and asylum seekers fleeing the Taliban atrocities. The recent incidents of mass deportation, punishment, and beating in neighboring countries highlight the urgent need for adherence to the Refugee Convention of 1951. I thank you.
I thank the distinguished representative of Afghanistan. And now